If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
Oh my goodness, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program. But we have a guest today right here on BizTalk Radio. Hillary Gamm is with us. And it's a story that we need to listen to very, very carefully. It's called Billions Lost: The American Tech Crisis and the Roadmap to Change. And it is an absolute must-read about the inner workings of the U.S. tech industry, the impact of so many things that Hillary is here to talk about. And Hillary, this is your pen name, correct?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Okay, so we will call you Hillary because that's what you wrote the book by. But you want us to know what the truth is and what's really going on. So please share with us where this book came from and why you had to write it.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show, and thank you to all your listeners for listening in. Super important topic, especially given what's going on in the United States today and globally with technology. The reason I wrote the book was because so many of my peers and coworkers in the tech industry were being laid off, and so many thousands of jobs have been sent offshore in the tech industry. In addition to that, we've seen women in technology go down drastically from the 1990s till today. So there's far fewer women who are going into the technology field today to do programming or anything systems related than there were 25 years ago. In addition to that,
that's pretty disturbing.
It is.
That unto itself is pretty disturbing. Yeah.
It is. Yep. And most importantly, I think, for Americans to understand on your show, we have less American children today being educated in our American universities in the computer sciences and STEM majors than we have foreigners. So we're educating more foreign children in our American universities in computer science and programming than we are our own children. And that's very significant, because as we move forward as a country in this digital age where there is technology in everyone's hand and in everyone's home, we need to have critical mass, and we need to make sure that we have American citizens and children and adults who understand technology, the ramifications of it, and the risks. And so it's critical that we ensure that we're educating our own, and we have the best and brightest in terms of technology here in the U.S.
Hillary, what concerns you the most? Because you're saying that we as a country have lost so much money. So tell us, which countries protect their data and the policies that they have, and are we close to that?
No, we're not close to that at all. So the U.S. is quite behind when it comes to protecting our data. So, for instance, in countries like China or Australia or Korea or any of those nations, and including the EU this month, which is passing legislation to protect their data, health data, personal financial data, images of people's faces, their birthing information, all that information is protected. In the U.S., we have none of those laws. So many of our companies and industries have technology workers offshore in other lands and have data housed in other lands. So in addition to not only having the tech labor and the tech resources sitting in other countries, that are working in every American industry, financial services, healthcare, insurance, medical devices, retail, even grocery stores. I mean, they have their technology labor working offshore, and the data is offshore as well. So all these other countries have passed laws that the data must remain within the confines of their country. So they're not able to house, let's say, health data or health information or health records, or have billing for their health insurance company be done outside of their country. All of those things are currently allowed today in the United States.
You know, we just did a segment, can't remember when because I do so many segments in a day, please forgive me, but we did a segment recently where a doctor was sharing with us that you can go to 100 different pharmacies in one day and get the same prescription filled. And that there isn't a trace, there isn't a link, so that the oxycodone can be gotten in so many different pharmacies, and there's not a connection to put it all together. And that really frightened me, that the data for that is not being done. And now you're sharing with us, it's even more frightening.
Well, it's a concern, right? So what the doctor was talking about was the aggregate data, right? So that when you have an individual, you are not tracking whether it's CVS or Walgreens or a mom-and-pop pharmacy, is the same individual filling this prescription at all these locations. And that's a very serious concern. And in addition now, I'm talking about the fact that as an individual, as an American citizen, you go in to get an X-ray done. That X-ray might be being sent to another foreign country for a doctor to read the X-ray there and send back the results. Or we have a situation where potentially you're paying your bill or you're going to be going into the hospital for a procedure, and that information is being sent offshore to coders and physicians and assistants that are in another land. They're determining what's appropriate. They're putting the information into their systems, and then you're having the work done here in the United States of America. So not keeping that data within the confines of the U.S. has several ramifications from a risk perspective, right? Because people that are in another country aren't subject to American laws. You know, here in the United States, we have HIPAA requirements. So anyone who's handling your health data is, you know, has to make sure that they're handling it in the appropriate form and fashion, or they could be sued and they could be liable. But that doesn't carry over if they're in another country. So simple things like that, or just this physical attack of your data. You know, here in the U.S., we're our own country. We can protect our data where it's physically housed. When the data goes offshore in another land, we can't physically protect that location necessarily.
Well, I don't know how secure it is in this country either with all the breaching of data of late. I mean, who knows?
Right. We've had the number of breaches have been significant, no question, yes.
Yeah. If you could have your way and have, I always ask this question, if you could have your way and you had the magic ball, what would you recommend? What do you want us to begin doing? How do you want us to change the way we're doing business today?
Well, in the book, I wrote the book, The Roadmap to Change includes 20 things that I believe that we can do as a nation to kind of move the ball in the right direction and kind of turn the tide and get things where they need to be. One of the things I didn't mention in the book that I'm a strong supporter of that I blogged on at the website, billionslostbook.com, and if anybody is on Twitter that's listening today, if they follow on Twitter, they can get all kinds of good articles. I try to post every day relevant articles about the issues associated with technology. I did write about the need for a Secretary of Technology for the U.S., somebody who's
I think that's
position.
A great idea. Yeah, I love that
Thank
idea,
you.
By the way.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah, someone who's in a position to negotiate with our tech titans.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it's so needed. Oh, my gosh, I don't know why anyone has never even thought of it.
Yeah, I sent a note. I mean, I'm trying to do what I can, but I tried to I'm going to try again to send some more information up to Washington, but I'm trying my best. But it's really important because when you think about it, technology touches everyone's lives, and it's in every industry. In addition to that, we are in a position where we have foreign countries that are taking away our intellectual property. So we're making it incredibly difficult for American companies to succeed. You know, even with our latest issues with social media, I'm not sure if most of your users know, although Facebook has over 2 billion users, none of them are in China. So think about that. You know, the Chinese government protects all of their technology companies that mimic the U.S. technology companies. And so we need somebody as a Secretary of Technology who can successfully negotiate with our tech titans, with our leaders in the tech industry, and to make sure that they all get ahead of issues before they happen, so we're not playing catch-up in terms of all the cyber crimes that are being discussed in the media today, and also to make sure that there's a fair and reasonable opportunity for American companies to succeed in technology.
And we just interviewed the head guy for WeMe, which is really about privacy, and doing a Facebook with a privacy and a different theme, which I love. I love, love, love. So, and I love what you're sharing with us today. It's very important. Billions lost. And Hillary, what's the best, give us the best places to find out more about the book and the work you're doing.
Billions Lost Book is the website, billionslostbook.com. And if they want to purchase the book, it's on Amazon and all the major outlets. And if they want to just follow me on Twitter, which is totally free, they get all the information I'm trying to track and put together.
Awesome.
About how to save the data and move
things
ahead.
So much. We'll be back in a moment. Frankie Boyer, stay tuned. This is Biz Talk Radio.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics has a new look. Our bright green box is now bigger and features colorful fruits and vegetables to remind everyone of the healthy ingredients inside that are fermented for over 3 years, producing Dr. O'Hara's world-famous postbiotic metabolites. No other probiotic on the market today has our trademark postbiotics, which are the hallmark of restorative digestive well-being. A pioneer for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics understands that the rapidly growing probiotic market can be confusing. For this reason, we are proud to introduce another aspect on our new box, which features comprehensive and detailed product information. This will help you make an informed purchasing decision based on facts. Our box may be new, but inside is the same trusted probiotic formula that consumers worldwide have depended on for improved digestion for over 30 years. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers everywhere or on Amazon.com.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You're getting ready for spring. You bring your car to get checked, don't you? Well, yeah, we do. It's, you know, seasonal. You bring your car in to make sure that everything is working okay. The fluids are up to date and oil changes and that kind of thing. Maybe rotating the tires or getting new tires that time of the year. And it's been a rough winter, the potholes and the roads and all of that. Because you want to be safe. When you get in that car, you want to make sure that you, your family, your passengers are safe. You would do that because safety is paramount. So why are you not changing the oil in your own health? Why are you not looking at what you need to do to spring ahead this spring with your own body? That's the question. Joining us to discuss further the amazing power of Ayurvedic procedures in the way of life is Dr. John Duyard, former NBA nutrition expert. Are you enjoying, by the way, the NBA playoffs?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. but you've written a book called Eat Wheat, which is a phenomenal book, by the way. It's an international bestseller. But we're talking about the power of cleansing our bodies. And I'm using the car analogy, but most people take better care of their car, their animals, than they do of themselves. And this is the time of the year when it's really important that we notice that the seasons change. And you talk about this all the time with us. The circadian rhythms of life are beginning to change, Dr. Duyard. So do share with us what you want us to start doing this time of the year.
Well, you know, the spring is nature's new year, right? Everything is starting out new in the spring. So this is the time that we are really attempting to change our whole microbiome. In nature, there all the bugs, as the ground starts to soften and warm up, the bugs in the soil sort of have a surge of population and diversity. And those bugs attach to roots and your vegetables that you eat early in the spring. And those bugs on those foods really become your new seasonal New Year's microbiome. And that microbiome should change from winter to summer to spring. And that's really good science now to support that. So we have been eating for many, many years now pretty much the same food all year round. A lot of that food can be packaged and, you know, could have been grown or harvested a year or two ago. And it's in a packaged form. We really don't know. And what we want to do is not be thinking about what we should not eat, although processed foods and a lot of packaged foods and sugars and things are bad. What we really want to be thinking about is what we should eat more of. And just changes the whole kind of concept of eating. Instead of always being told you shouldn't eat this and this and this, Why not think about what you should eat more of? So this time of the year, what we should be eating more of are the things that are actually in season. And what happens is the deer dig up the bitter roots in the first part of spring before the greens come out. And those bitter roots are loaded with alkaloids that cleanse your liver, and detoxify the body. They help you burn fat. They help you lose weight. They scrub your little intestinal finger-like villi that get really congested after all the holiday food of the winter. So we need like an intestinal scrub to clean all that out. And that's the first step. And early humans, they watch the deer dig up those roots. And they would push them out of the way and say, hey, give me those roots, because they would make teas and dandelion root tea and turmeric and burdock and Oregon grape and golden seal. All these things were the staples that got us through early spring when there wasn't a lot being harvested. It was a very austere, sort of low-fat time of the year. So a lot of religions created fastings during this time of the year because there just wasn't that much food. And when you fast, you burn fat. When you burn fat, you reset fat burning. So that's the other thing spring's trying to do, is reset you to be a better fat burner. Not by giving you a ketogenic diet, which is 80% fat, by giving you not a lot of food, forcing you, after eating all the holiday food in the winter and all that food from the fall harvest, which was huge, the feast of fall renders us in the famine of spring. So we all need to sort of recognize that this is the time of the year that we should be eating less. And we publish a grocery list and a recipe list and a super food list for free for anyone every month of the year for free in your inbox. So my website at lifestyle.com, called the Three Season Diet Challenge, and you get exactly what nature has harvested in every month of the year, including the flowers that are edible that come throughout the summer. We give you lists of those and what they do. So it's a really great kind of a concept to start getting the bugs from the soil onto the foods and into your gut and changing them, because this is what should be happening this time of the year. We should be resetting our microbiome. We should be resetting our ability to burn fat, so we're not craving all this sugar and sweets and stimulating foods like energy drinks and caffeine throughout the rest of the year. This is the time to reset that stability. And it's not only just energy stability, it's mood stability. It's the ability to sleep through the night. It's the ability to handle stress like water off a duck's back. It's that ability to burn fat that makes you calm in your skin. And many of us are not calm in our skin. We have so much to do in our lives these days. We're eating foods that don't deliver long-lasting energy, and we're constantly craving and looking for the next injectable source of energy, whether it be a candy or sweet or an energy drink or sugar of some sort. And that is not sustainable for a long, healthy life.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking, people are thinking, we didn't know that there was seasonal. I was at a restaurant last night listening to some wonderful jazz with Herb Albert, believe it or not, a blast from the past, an extraordinary evening, 83 years old, and I looked at the stamina of how this man lives his life with passion. But on the menu were seasonal dishes. That's exactly, this restaurant is catering to what you're talking about. Foods that are right now seasonal. Brussels sprouts were on the menu. Seasonal.
Yeah, this time of the year, anything green, any root vegetable, even beans, are on the menu. Sprouts are on the menu. After nature scrubs the intestinal skin with the bitter roots, the next thing that comes out of the ground are those very fluorescent microgreens that spring green that covers the hills and valleys. They're completely different green than summer green. It's like a fluorescent green loaded with chlorophyll. And that chlorophyll is the fertilizer for the good bugs. So as you eat these bitter roots, which are loaded with bugs, and these microgreens, these spring greens that are available in sprouts and things like that, they're also loaded with bugs. The chlorophyll in them provide the fertilizer to allow those bugs to become, to make your intestinal tract their new home, which is exactly what you want. So that's sort of step two in this process, is the bitter roots. You can do it all at the same time because it's all sort of happening simultaneously. The bitter roots, you get dandelion root teas and more turmeric in your diet, things like that, as well as the leafy greens, as many greens, spinach greens and microgreens and any type of green you can get. And then the third step in this sort of 1-2-3 punch of spring to reset fat burning, on the outside of your intestinal tract is lined with lymphatic vessels. So at the end of the springtime, you start getting the lymph movers, which are things that are red, like you'd get some strawberries in late spring and cherries are late spring. These are loaded with antioxidants, which move through your lymphatic system. So nature's 1-2 sequence for the spring was number one.
LifeSpa.com for more information. Thank you so much, LLC, Dr. Duyard. We'll be right back, Frankie Boyer.
Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and that's the lovely voice of Lonnie Hall, and I got to see her last night in person, so I asked Jeremiah to play some of her and Herb Albert's tunes. But let's get back with the program today, Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio, because our next segment is a very important segment. Dress to Kill is a book that is looking at the theory that there may be a link between breast cancer and bras. And this book is not new on the shelves. It's been around for a lot of years. Joining us are the co-authors, and Soma Grismeyer and Sydney Ross Singer. Welcome to the program. And
you both
have been working in this field for a lot of years. Sydney, you're a medical anthropologist, co-director of the Institute for the Study of, culturogenic,
or it means
culturogenic disease. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
we're actually pioneers of that field.
You are pioneers in that field. And tell us, Sonia and Sydney, please tell us a little bit about this institute.
Well, what we've done is we've created a new approach in medicine that is catching on more and more, which is the realization that it's our lifestyles that are the biggest contributor to disease and death in our society. And, you know, we have a culture that treats us in certain ways and instills in us certain attitudes and behaviors that lead to disease, and we take them for granted because it's the way things are done, and that's what we study. So we combine, my background is in medicine, biochemistry, and anthropology, and we've put them together to try to help prevent disease by discovering the cultural cause, stopping that, and then your body can heal and recover.
I love the concept, because it's the only one that works.
Well, prevention is so much better than treatment.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Absolutely. But we have this disconnect. And I remember years ago, I read an article in the New York Times. Years and years ago, their magazine was devoted, the entire New York Times magazine, about 10 years ago, maybe less, but 8 to 10 years ago, on the deleterious effects of sugar, the entire issue. And one would have thought that would change a lot of minds. But here we are in our culture.
Habits are hard to break.
They are hard to break. They are very hard to break. As an anthropologist, Sydney, you know that better than anyone else.
Well, and it's not just embedded in our own personal habits. That's part of the problem. Once you get industries that are making harmful products, they become invested in suppressing research that exposes the harms. They start funding research that supports themselves. We've heard about in the news recently how the sugar industry, since you raised sugar, back in the 70s, they paid Harvard researchers to say sugar was fine and it's all cholesterol. And, you know, recent news, like a couple of days ago, we read how the National Institute of Health solicits funds from the alcohol industry in research on alcohol, telling them that if they donate, the results will be positive for alcohol. So we have this collusion between the government, industry, and research.
That's hard to know what the truth is.
Yeah, absolutely. So the bomb breast cancer issue actually isn't so new. I mean, what we discovered, we updated Dress to Kill because our first edition.
I was going to say, what year was the first edition?
95.
Yeah.
And it described our initial study into this, which we conducted. The U.S. Brown breast cancer study was between 1991 and 93, where we studied about close to 5,000 women. About half of them had breast cancer in five major U.S. cities. And we found that basically the longer and tighter you wear your bra, the higher your rates rise and for breast cancer. In fact, bra-free women have about the same rate as men. And the longer and tighter they wear it, the worse it gets, so that if they sleep in a bra, and believe it or not, a lot of women do, their risk is over 100 times higher than a bra-free woman. And we were astounded by this. We thought it would be, everyone was looking for the answer to breast cancer. Here, 70% of the cases seem to have an unknown cause, and we think we discovered that cause. When we found out recently for the update to Dress to Kill, because there's been a lot of research in the last 20 years that has confirmed what we found internationally, that's been a lot of research, and there are new bras now that are based on our research. They actually cite our book and us in
yes,
their patents.
Yes, I've seen them being advertised. Uh-huh. Yes, they're not. And they're made like a T-shirt. They're not made with any wires under wires. They're very comfortable. They're slip-on kind of bras.
Right. In fact, bralettes, they're called bralettes, are becoming very, very fashionable and acceptable now in exchange for the regular bra with an underwire and push-up and all of that. So bralettes and sports bras are becoming very, very much more used now. And going bra-free as well. I mean, women are accepting that, wow, why do I need this artificial harness that's strapping me in and it's tight and uncomfortable, shaping me into something that I'm not? I mean, more natural is more popular now. So we're getting better here, and I think breast cancer rates will start to go down soon.
I'm excited for the research, but I also think that there's more to this story than just we don't understand that as you were saying, Sydney, there's this connection between how do we prevent the breast cancer? And I always say every October, I'm one of the rebellious souls that stands up and screams from the hilltops. I scream it. It should be Breast Health Awareness Month, not Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let's change it to Breast Health Awareness Month. Why can't we do that, Sydney?
Well, it's because fear is what sells, and that's what they're trying to sell on. In fact, one of the big problems I think the medical industry has had with our research is that they think it's going to discourage women from getting mammograms because they've been using fear to promote mammograms. And, of course, once you detect your tumor with a mammogram, that's detection, you already have it. So it's this fatalistic fear-mongering that has been promoted to women.
That's why breast health awareness, we're not sitting ducks. None of us are sitting ducks. We shouldn't be waiting for cancer to come and get us. We need to be proactive. And one of the things that we can do in being proactive is understanding the issues that you bring up in Dress to Kill, understanding regulation thermography using heat to detect hot spots and work on them so that they do not become cancer in the body with, different forms of thermography, which is very, popular in Europe and should be here in this country. There are a few places that are doing it, but we need to really stop living in this fear because we're hurting ourselves at this point.
But it seems that for some women, we should talk about what we're, this is really like almost an obvious cause of breast cancer. It has to do with constriction, and as I was starting to say, It was understood ever since there have been bras. In 1931, Dr. John Mayo, who was the founder of the Mayo Clinic, actually wrote in the Annals of Surgery how breast cancer is not common in cultures, and he called it in those days uncivilized cultures, where they didn't wear bras and have any tight garments on their breasts. And back then they understood the importance of lymphatic flow in preventing cancer. They even saw that lymph stasis, or stagnation of your lymphatic system, causes cancer. And in fact, there's recent studies that have just come out this year showing lymph stasis causes cancer. And it's so important for the people
to understand this book is so important. Dress to Kill. You've been working on this for so many years, 20 years, over 20 years, Sydney and Soma. And what's the best website for the new book, the updated version, Dress to Kill, and the work you're doing
you
at the Institute?
You can go to our website at brasandbreastcancer.org. That's a simple, brasandbreastcancer.org. And that will give you all of the recent research that's been done, all of the other issues and studies, and it'll also give you a link to where you can see the book. And
awesome. Thank you so much. We've got to run. Yes. Thank you so much, and we'll be right
all
back.
Right.
Frankie Boyer, stay tuned.
All right.
Biz Talk Radio.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBD oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 866-546-1955. 866-546-1955.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit biztv.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is Scott D. Ballin, and there's a story. And by the way, Scott has spent more than 40 years involved in issues related to tobacco and public health. And the FDA plans to regulate nicotine in cigarettes. And what's the latest on this story, Scott? And welcome. It's nice to have you back. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The latest on the story is that FDA has put out a notice asking for people to provide comments to the agency based on that proposed rule. And what they are trying to do is remove or reduce the amount of nicotine in cigarettes to make them less addictive. And a lot of people support that concept, but at the same time, for all the addicted smokers out there, there's got to be also another part of this, and FDA has said that they want to do this as well, and that is to provide smokers with alternative, lower-risk nicotine products that will help wean them off the deadly cigarette. The cigarette is the problem. When you burn something and suck the smoke into your lungs, that creates the disease. If we can give people alternative smokers, adult smokers, alternative products, we can reduce the disease and death in this country dramatically.
How dramatically? What are we talking about? What are the numbers?
Well, every year, and this has been going on far too long, and I've been in this far too long, but 480,000 Americans die prematurely from cigarette smoking. 480,000. Mm. It's also costing the society millions and billions of dollars in health care costs and lost productivity, and that's in addition to the suffering caused by the people using the cigarette. So we have to, I guess, renew our efforts to focus on eliminating or seriously reducing the number of cigarettes smoked in this country, which will bring down all of those things I mentioned, the number of people dying, as well as the health care costs associated with smoking. You know, there's a misperception in the public that it's the nicotine that kills you.
Yeah.
Yes, there are problems with nicotine. It is addictive, but it's not the cause of the cancer or all the other things. And so there are products already being developed and out there. Some have been around for a long time, such as the patches and gums that contain nicotine, flavored products.
Yes.
And we need to be able to make those more palatable to smokers so that they can switch over and have an alternative as they try to quit the habit completely.
It's a very tough habit, Scott. I am a former smoker, And it was one of the hardest things because I was a 3-pack-a-day girl.
Oh, wow.
And I had a cigarette first thing in the morning and last thing I did at night. And in between, I didn't know how to live without a cigarette in my hand. And yeah. I did it for I was only a smoker for 7 years. It's an amazing story. I started when I was 19 and I gave it up when I was 27, I think. It was many, many decades ago. But I was totally addicted to the cigarettes, totally addicted to it. And I used, there was a program back then that was a step 4 program where you would go down and use a filter, and there were 4 steps to the filter, and each filter sucked out your, it doesn't exist on the market, and it was taken off the market, and we didn't have internet back then, and we didn't have resources that we have today. And so what happened was I was smoking in that my last filter, I was down to my last, and I had made a commitment that I would never smoke a cigarette without a filter on it. From this 4-step program, I made that commitment to myself, and I said, "When I'm done, when I'm ready to give up cigarettes, I will do it. But I'm not going to be ready until I'm ready." And right. I did that step 4 for a year and a half, Scott. Yeah. A year and a half.
And when the products disappeared.
And then when that last cigarette accidentally fell out the window on the Southeast Expressway, and I said, "Oh my gosh, I'm going to get myself killed. I can't go out and get it." And I was ready to take my life on a speeding highway to get that silly filter. And it was at that moment I came to terms with what the insanity of it. And I threw the cigarettes away that day, but it took me a year, and it takes how long it takes for someone, and I gave it up for good. That was it. I never, ever had another cigarette.
And you've got to give people options. People quit.
That's my point. That's techniques. Exactly my point.
And if, those filters that you were using were taken off the market, I believe, if I remember correctly, because it was an implied health claim and would be regulated as a drug or a device. I mean, and this is the insanity that we have been dealing with for so long. And we now know, and Commissioner Gottlieb of the FDA has said so recently, innovation and technology are changing the dynamics of the discussions. And if we have FDA oversight, we can provide smokers with alternative products that they will want to use that are consumer acceptable to them. Just as you use those filters, there are other products out there that smokers can, try, latch onto. They range from the traditional NRT products, the patches and gums made, by the pharmaceutical companies that I mentioned before. But we also have e-cigarettes out there, and there's a big debate going on as to whether that is a solution or that is a problem in our
society. I don't know enough about them, so I can't comment on them. But just as an observer, it seems to me it would be helpful if I had something like that trying to transition getting off cigarettes, just as an
absolutely.
Observer.
Yeah, absolutely. And what needs to happen is we need to have standards for the e-cigarette industry, and FDA needs to set them so that people know that what they're getting is what they're being advertised about. There are other products. As I said before, it's a cigarette. When you burn it, it causes the harm. Non-combustible tobacco products, especially tobacco products such as Swedish snus and others that are very low in cancer-causing agents, are another alternative for people. But we're not educating people about this range of products available. And as a public health person...
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Scott, what's the best website to find out more information? We're out of time.
On all those different kinds of products, you mean?
Are more information about you and the work that you're doing.
Well, I don't have a website. I work independently now because I made a choice a while back that my ability.
We got
to
run. I'm sorry,
to
we're out of time, but great information.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
A pleasure.
And we will be back next time. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. You've been listening to us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking when In the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.